हजरों के रुकना नहीं, रीतों के रस्म के आगे झुकना नहीं। उठो और तोड़ डालो जंजीर तुम, मिटा दो और फिर से लिखो तकदीर तुम।
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. You've got Paro as well as Basanti here.
Hey guys, welcome back. So we have a few things to talk about, but I think the most excited that I am is for Befikre is released. I'm so excited about
that. You mean
that.
Trailer release?
Yes, trailer release, not the movie release.
Yes, so we've actually got only a couple of gossip to talk about, but most of our time this episode will be spent on the new trailers, teaser slash new song section, because we've got a few things to talk about. And then we have two big reviews, Mirziya, that we've all been waiting for, and then Emma Zdoni, The Untold Story, that actually happened, released a couple of weeks ago. So let's get started.
So I think we talked a little bit about the band Park Artist thing that was happening, and we were very optimistic. We said that, you know, it's going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. But as soon as we recorded that podcast, I think they went ahead and banned Park Artist in Indian movies, at least for the time being. So no more Fawad Khan and no more Mahira Khan, which is really sad. I know that everyone was talking about Fawad Khan, especially because of Adil Hai Mushkil, and he finally released a statement. The statement didn't really say much.
Well, what do you expect him to do? He did state that he is back in Pakistan, and he said that he was actually back in Pakistan much before the attacks, because his wife was pregnant and they had a baby daughter, I believe. So he clarified that, because there was a lot of rumor saying he moved, you know, him being in Pakistan right now is showing his favoritism there versus against all the attacks, etc., etc. But basically he's got food coming from both ends, you know what I mean? Like he's funded by both. So I didn't expect his statement to say anything. But I think I'm super curious. So October 28th is just around the corner. So what happens to Adil Hai Mushkil?
Oh, that's going to release. That's fine. That's been approved. So that'll be fine. I just think that from now on, they don't want anything to have Pakistani artists.
Oh, okay. So so Adil Hai Mushkil is not affected?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I mean there was a controversy, but okay. I think they came out and said it's fine that if it releases.
Okay.
I know for a little while they were like, we're gonna replace Fawad's face with Saif Ali Khan's face, which is so disgusting. I was like, how can you even make that like a rumor? Like, come on.
Well, okay, so but the sad news with Mahira Khan and Rais is that she's actually being replaced. So this is Rais is Shah Rukh Khan's film that we're very excited about. He plays a kind of like a Don-ish kind of guy. And it's set to release Republic Day next year. So I'm guessing that there's a few portions of Mahira Khan's, parts still to be shot. So I think that they're actually going to replace her with a new actress, and we'll know in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's really, it's just sad that it's come to this.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's what we're doing for now. It's just sad all the way around. I know there was this open letter making the round saying, oh yeah, the people are dying, but Fawad Khan's little, you know, not being able to work here is the biggest heartbreak of all. And it's not really that. It's just, I mean, it's just so hard to compare, right? Like, I don't know. I just think it's not right either way. But
yeah, and I also think, I think there's a couple of things going on. One, I do think for safety, because there's a lot of extremism in all countries, but in India, when especially when it comes to Pakistan. So for safety reasons, I would say that the actors would probably be better if they move back to Pakistan while it calms down. You know, from that perspective, yes. From if is the ban necessary? Well, I think that if you look at all businesses, there a lot of businesses have stopped doing work over, you know, work across the border right now. I think it's just, I don't know if a ban was necessary, but I would imagine that this would regardless put a halt to it.
Yeah.
So because it just wouldn't make sense. So I wouldn't imagine Myra Khan would even be around for the shooting if at the stage. Like there is no, she shouldn't be. It's not safe at all. And the film will be, you know how if we lose a cricket match to Pakistan, there's effigies being burned. So I think it's an extreme.
I think what really bugged me was this idea of these extremists within India and nothing to do with Pakistan. These are Hindu extremists.
Yes.
You know, going crazy and saying Fawad Khan, you can't release your film now. Because, yes. You know, like that's just like too much.
Yes, I completely agree.
Anyway, so that's what's really bugged me. But we'll see how this works out.
It's yeah, and fingers crossed that things could just go back and... I am actually looking forward to...
I get to see Fawad Khan's hotness.
On exactly. I'm looking forward to seeing his hotness. So we'll just keep it at that.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. We have more...
drama.
Sad drama things. So it's Karan and Ajay.
So this whole thing started... So Karan Johar and Ajay, they've gone have had issues for quite a bit of time. And Kajol has come in between and tried to solve it. So... but this time, with Adil Hai Mushkil and Shive being set to release on the same day, I think there was a lot of things going on, including the fact that Karan Johar paid someone some 25 lakhs to badmouth Shive on social media, and that came out in the open. So there's a lot going on, and the latest is that Ajay Devgan gave an interview, and he came out and said that the relationship is actually pretty tarnished, not because of this any professional. He said it's a very personal matter, and so now I'm questioning what that is. But he said it's a very personal matter. Even Kajol is not Karan's friend anymore, and it's super sad, and he does not want to talk about it. But they're definitely not friends anymore.
Yeah,
super sad.
I don't know. I feel like this business is so fickle. Like friendships and relationships change at the drop of it. Do you remember that whole thing with Farah Khan and Shah Rukh?
Yeah, and then they became best friends again.
I know. So I'm just like, you guys, like, you're like kindergarten. You're like, yes. Come on. You know, it's just going to take another week and you'll
but
be
I'm,
fine.
Yeah, I'm curious. But with all the things that's going on, like the stuff we talked about with the Pakistan and India clash happening right now, I'm super curious how October 28th will go between Shive and Adil Hai Mushkil. Because in a world, I would imagine, and you know, in a world that everything's okay, Adil Hai Mushkil might be Trump in pure numbers. But now with all the you know nationalism that's going on, I think I see an opening for Shive.
Oh my god, I would totally say the other way. Like I think Shive is going to be a blockbuster regardless.
Got it. Okay.
But also, here's the thing. They always say, whenever two big movies release at the same date, the filmmakers are asked, like, you know, are you worried about the second film? They're like, we have such different audiences. Like, it's not going to matter. And usually, that's completely a lie. Like, when you're looking at Om Shanti Om and Savariya, which, you know, have the same audience, basically. But with Shive and Adil Hai Mushkil, I really believe that. I believe that people who want to watch Adil Hai Mushkil will not want to watch Shive. And people who want to watch Shive will not really want to go to the theater and watch Adil Hai Mushkil. Because it's like so like it's so romantic and like not action-y.
Yeah,
and
I can see that. Okay.
You know, like the Salman Khan diehards will go see
Shive
over Adil Hai Mushkil.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll just see how that goes. But it's super sad that the two, you know, two friends, which is Kajol and Karan, are not friends anymore.
Yeah, I feel like it was brewing for a while, though.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like Ajay does not get along with Shah Rukh or Karan, like her whole life before him. I don't know. That's what I think.
I agree.
Okay, moving on. So we've been talking about Padmavati like it was always confirmed, but it actually was not. So there was final confirmation that came today. So Eras backed out and Viacom is now doing it.
So much drama. I don't even know if I want this movie to come out because it's already tarnished so bad.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I already feel like it's going to be boring the way
it's set up. So it's got Ranveer Singh, that's confirmed. It's got Deepika Padukone, which is confirmed. And then Shahid Kapoor.
I know. That's what I'm like. Even if this is a boring movie, they have the hottest people. Hottest cast, so I'm excited to watch it.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a very short gossip section. We really don't have much this week. But come back and we will talk about new trailers. Achha chalta hun, duaon mein yaad rakhna. Mere zikr ka zubaan pe suaad rakhna. अच्छा चलता हूँ दुआओं में याद रखना मेरे जिक्र का जुबां पे स्वाद रखना दिल के संदूकों में मेरे अच्छे काम रखना चिट्ठी तारों में भी मेरा तू सलाम रखना अंधेरा तेरा मैंने ले लिया मेरा उजला सितारा तेरे Channa mere a mere a Channa mere a mere a Channa mere a mere a Beliya Oh biya Channa mere a mere a Channa mere a mere a Channa mere a mere a Beliya Oh biya Welcome back. So we're going to talk about the Befik Ray trailer, which we've been... Okay, so we've been having this ongoing conversation about whether the kiss is important to the storyline, right? That was my argument.
That it will be an extreme, like never been kissed, or that the lip, you can only identify each other through kisses. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, we still don't know if that's not true, but... Because, hey, I saw some different... Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what the trailer was about. So it's basically these two people who don't want to be in a relationship but want to have lots of sex. Is that okay to say? That's what it feels like. So it's a physical relationship. They're enjoying each other's company. And unlike most trailers, it does not end with a dun-dun-dun. Then things got emotional.
Yes. So for those uninitiated, Befik Ray is Aditya Chopra's new release. He hasn't come out with a movie for a while now. It's set to release December 9th. And it's got Ranveer Singh and Vani Kapoor. For those who don't know Vani Kapoor, she was in Should They See Romance as the kind of the third girl or the third wheel. third wheel. Yeah. So I thought the trailer looked fresh, but I feel like the story, I mean, I know there was no dun 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 in the towards the end, but like I felt the story is like, yep, got it, uncommitted, wanna have fun, just wanna sleep around, fun, and they all do crazy things and there's no fear, there's no there's nothing because, you know, like, it's like Tamasha's big name. You know, they both were able to take a lot more risks.
Tamasha was like a major dun-dun-dun.
Yes, but I'm saying that they were able to take a lot more risks and stuff because they don't know each other's names or, like, whatever, phone numbers, etc., etc., etc. So I felt like the initial part, I mean, the story felt pretty told. I mean, it didn't have the crazy emotion, but you know it's coming. It's a freaking Hindi movie, and it's done by Aditya Chopra. So it is coming. It's not going anywhere. It just, they didn't show it. I loved the brightness of the film. It looked really good, posh, very sophisticated. I liked the energy of the film. Ranveer looks very young. I feel like last time I probably saw him in a turban and, you know, in Bajirao. So I felt like I've seen him as a mature guy for a while or the last few times. So this, he looks, without any beard and stuff, he looked really young.
I think that's what I was thinking while watching the trailer. I was like, damn, you are so talented. Like, you were just Bajirao Mastani ka Bajirao. That was terrifying. And now you're like this, you know, cute.
Little boy.
Yeah, I really liked it. Actually, I really liked the trailer. I know you're saying it's done. Mm. But I thought there was something fresh about it. I'm also curious about Vani a lot. Like, she has some weird accent going on.
And something just... with her lips. Like, I don't, like, something's up. And I'm not quite sure. And
I just don't think she's conventionally beautiful, and maybe that's what's throwing you off.
No, I think she's gorgeous.
Oh, really?
I think she's like she's got a good, I guess. But
like,
I think
figure is great, obviously. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, her face is not like conventional. Like, I don't know, structured.
Possibly, yeah. No, I thought she looked. I think she looks really hot. I think she looks really. I feel like you know, like sometimes and. Anushka falls into this as well, and when she did this in Ae Dil Dil Mushkil, we both commented on it. Like, she plays that overtly chirpy girl so well. So I feel like Vani Kapoor was a little bit forced. It felt like I can do anything. Like, it felt a little bit like unnatural. But anyway, other than that, I thought it was great. And I know we're dissecting a 10-second trailer, so
I didn't feel like that at all. I really liked her. I feel curious about her.
Okay,
So we will see how that turns out.
I'm excited to see the next song, whatever comes next.
Yeah, I want to see if they like pull this off.
Yes,
I guess maybe it's a movie about how they have the greatest affair and then walk away. maybe
other than Chopra. maybe actually, possibly.
Yeah.
And there's no sadness, no drama at all.
I know. That would be great, actually, for a change.
Mm-hmm. I don't know an English movie that doesn't have drama.
That's true.
It all comes down in something or the other.
It has to be an arc.
Yes.
Okay, so the next one we have on the list is Ae Dil Hai Mushkil's song called, I'm going to ruin this, but Channa Meria. So this is releasing at the end of the month. We've been talking about it a lot. It is Anushka Sharma, Ranbir Kapoor, and Aishwarya. So what did you think?
I thought this is a crazy song. So first, okay, so they showed us glimpse of them in the wedding outfit last, I think, in the trailer.
But this was you're obsessed with the wedding outfit like me.
I guess, because that was...
Last time I was like, did you see the wedding outfit? What is going on there?
Yeah, so now they're like deep dove in it and showed a song. And I think Ranbir Kapoor is having fits or he's losing his shit. I don't understand what is going on. Like, they all look happy and then he just... loses and starts crying, and then she takes him into the room and he leaves showing the middle finger. I don't understand what was that. It was like a whole wedding disaster in like 5 minutes.
I think there was a tweet going around where someone was like, all of Ranbir Kapoor's movie is him falling in love and acting like a kid and the woman rescuing him.
Well, this like, is
wake
true.
Up say tamasha ye jawani hai diwani
true. True,
right?
Yes.
That's why I keep having like deja vu every time. I'm like, I've seen this before.
But I feel like I feel like everything happened so fast in the song. Like, Anushka did a great job just managing his madness.
Yeah, I really think it's possible, just like the kiss in Befikre. But like, I really think one of the plot point includes him like losing his mind in some way. Because like the way he was acting was just really weird.
But I really like the song. I think the song sounds really, really good. And all the soundtrack to this this movie is so intense and heartfelt. Like, when I hear Bulia, oh my goodness, I'm like, I'm going to start crying, even though I'm like, there's nothing, you know, it's just audio.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty intense. Yeah, I like the song too. I'm just excited to see the movie at this point. Everything that comes out, I'm just like, I have no idea.
What is going on?
And I'm like obsessed with that wedding.
Yes. I also heard that Anushka had a hard time shooting this because the lehenga she's wearing was so heavy, and they kept, and it took a whole day to shoot, and all she had to keep going up and down the stairs. It was a lot of workout for her.
Yeah, just trying to save Ranbir
from himself.
Yeah, I love that tweet, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right, so the next one we've got is another song from Rock On 2, Manzar Naya. As you guys know, Rock On 2 is going to release on November 11th, which is so funny because I feel like I should have seen more things from Rock On 2 than just the songs. But anyway,
I mean, it's still like a whole month away.
That's true. It's directed by Shujaat Sodagar, and obviously it's Ritesh Sidwani, Farhan Akhtar as producers, and it's got Farhan, Shraddha, and Arjun Rampal, and many others from the old Rock On. What did you think?
I liked it. Do you think there's something weird about the music this time?
It's not as catchy as the other one. That's basically
it. Not just not catchy. I feel like it sounds like he sounds off officially, like musically, technically off. I felt like this about the trailer as well. When Shraddha was singing, I was like, you're not in tune. I don't know. That's like what I thought, first thing I thought. But I think the song is just basically setting it up for the next adventure. So like just after Rock On 1.
Yes.
You know, where everyone is at. It was nice to see Prachi Desai again.
Yeah.
From the first movie as Farhan's wife. And also Shahana Goswami. So excited to see some old characters and see what, you know, the future has in store for them.
Yeah, I liked, it felt low-key, and it felt like, you know, it's just a group of them sitting and singing as they did in Rock On 1. And I felt like it was a good way into Rock On 2, with all of them looking more mature, and Farhan with his man bun and everything.
Yes. So yeah, looking forward to the film. Okay, next we're going to talk about a movie that we have not talked about a lot. So it's Shiver. And officially the Tere Naal Ishka song, but also I don't think we've covered the trailer properly.
No.
I think it was one of the weeks we took a break.
Yes. So Shivay, obviously, as we've said, releasing along with Adil Hai Mushkil in a couple of weeks. It's actually directed by Ajay Devgan, which is pretty cool. And he's also the, obviously, the hero in the movie. And it's got all newcomers in terms of women. It's got Saisha Sehgal, and then Veer Das is there as well. It was so interesting because I kept thinking, have I seen Shiver trailer? Have I seen Shiver? I've seen all the songs, but I never actually ended up seeing the trailer for some reason. And I thought, like, when I was watching it, it felt like a Salman Khan movie. I know Ajay Devgan does action, but I feel like the way this was shot and the way this was, he's definitely inspired by Salman Khan, kind of like Ekta Tiger-esque. That's what it felt like to me, and that's not usually what I feel like when I see Ajay Devgan's movies, or when I see Ajay Devgan's movie trailers or anything. So I thought that was interesting, and I wonder if, as a director, he had a very specific vision that other directors were not executing the way he wanted to or wanted to see himself. So that was one. Second, it also felt like the whole little girl story. It felt like it was similar to what Salman Khan did. And I feel bad to say that, but I feel like they should have at least waited for a couple of years before doing it. And maybe it has been a couple of years, but it felt like he just did that movie. You know, the Bajrangi Bhaijaan one. So, I don't know. But otherwise, I thought it was well done. It looked slick. Ajay looks good. He's not looking, you know, like how Salman Khan looks, which is bulky and kind of just emotionless. So it looks like Ajay has given himself a good role.
I think I disagree with you
quite opposite to what you're thinking, so I completely disagree with you.
Okay.
I think Bajrangi Bhaijaan is completely a comedy, and Shive is not like that. I did not get those vibes at all. What I liked about Shive was that it seems so fantastical. I think Ajay Devgan does action way better than anyone else. Like, even John Abraham looks like he can't even move. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, and Ajay Devgan actually looks fit, and he looks like crude and angry in the way that is understated but still overwhelming. Like, he has this way of pulling that off, which I really like. While Salman Khan looks like a joke sometimes in his action films just because he's so unfit, Ajay Devgan looks good. Looks really good. And what I liked about this was, first of all, let's not lie, it's a complete out and out action film.
Yes.
It's for people who like that genre, which is a lot of India. It's not my thing, but I can see why people like it.
Mm-hmm.
And for an out-and-out action film, I feel like they constructed the story in such a way that he goes... So he's like, with this... Like, this is the song that just released right now, but there was another song that released where he's teaching his little daughter how to climb.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows him holding her as a baby, putting her on his back like a backpack and climbing. Like, insane terrains. Like, he's literally rock climbing.
I mean, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And then, eventually, she's, you know, climbing by his side, like, next to him.
Yeah.
And you see that evolution and him raising her.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like it's a completely different story where in Salman Khan's film, first of all, it's a comedy. It's more relaxed. It's funny. There's dancing and joking around, and he's like the savior.
Yeah.
And in this is he's the savior as well, but it felt different. Like, it felt more serious and more intense, and like it could actually be a good story. But also, we saw him in the city, like jumping around in cars. So I feel like it's an out and out action film. It's well shot. Some of the action is like incredible. I've seen some I watched this channel called Jabi Koi, and it's this a guy who's an actor in LA, and he's an action star.
Mm.
And he often gets stunt people to come and like talk about the action in films. And Shive is like some has action that he's not even seen before. The production value is amazing. It looks great. The story feels compelling. I think it does it a lot better than a lot of these Bollywood films. And I'm excited to see it.
No, that makes sense. For me, I felt like it felt done, and so we'll see. And I'm definitely going to see it just because I want to see. I haven't seen Ajay Devgan do a role in quite a while, which is interesting because there's been quite a few Akshay Kumar and Salman Khan movies and not Ajay Devgan as much in this year.
Yeah, so talking about something that's original, we should come to something that's completely not original. Force 2, trailer's just released. It is directed by Abhinay Dio. It has John Abraham, Sonakshi Sinha, and Tahir Raj, who basically plays... He's the new bad guy of Bollywood.
Yeah, but he doesn't even look bad. I mean, I don't want him to look mean or anything, but he looks like a boy. Like, he looks so young. But anyway, yes, yeah, so... It's basically the same as Force 1, no Force. There's nothing different. John Abraham comes back after his wife's death, as you probably remember from Force, if you ever watched it. Comes back from the grave and ready to fight. Just like, again, a normal action movie, looks decently slick. I think it was hilarious when he meets Sonakshi Sinha, and Sonakshi's like, and, you know, he's surprised to see her because he thought he was going to get a male partner. And she's like, why? So you didn't expect me? And he's like, no. And she's like, oh, is it because that you don't think women can do it? And he's like, well, I don't care. And I think that was so funny because it's like immediately, you know, she's like ready to fight and be a badass. It looked good. I feel like I wonder if this was shot before or after Kira, because I feel like Kira, she looked in much better shape. Mm-hmm. And maybe this wasn't the role for that. But she, you know, she's more of an analytical mind versus fighting. But I feel like if she had done it alongside Akira or like around then, I think she'd be a great partner to John Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just watching it. I mean, Sonakshi did not irritate me. I actually like Sonakshi for who she is. I didn't think she was incredibly unfit or anything. I saw her as I saw her in Akira, but I just don't like watching John Abraham. It seems so done to me. Like, it just felt like factory you know, made another product.
Yes.
Same one as last time. It wasn't too exciting. I don't know. So I wasn't into it.
All right. So we've got lots of trailers we talked about. So we, just as a recap, we want to watch Befikre. We dying to watch Edil Hai Mushkil. Rock On, maybe Shivay. Yes. Force 2, no. So there you go. That was the end of the trailer section. We will be right back with Mirzia's review. Guys, welcome back. So we are here to review Mirzia. It released this Friday, that October 7th, and is directed by Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra. He's the guy from Delhi 6, Rang De Basanti, so great director. Music by Shankar Ehsaan Loy. Cast is Harshvardhan Kapoor, that's Anil Kapoor's son, as well as in debut for Saima Kher. What did you think?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's so much to go into this movie. There's so much in this movie that I want to talk about. I think I'm going to start with the basic. I liked it. I did not love it. I think it has a ton of faults. But thinking of everything I've seen this year, this is one of the better films I've seen. So just to give you a little background on the film and not spoil it too much. But it's basically like a Romeo and Juliet. There are two timelines. One is like a fantastical alternative reality timeline, and there's one that's actually real. And it's about the love of, you know, two star-crossed lovers from childhood that, you know, grew up, and there's different things happening. There's a lot of blood and, you know, gore and like the basic Romeo and Juliet story. What I loved about it, I think the reason why it bombed at the box office was because, and I kept thinking this while I was watching it, I was like, this is not meant to be a film. This is meant to be a play.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Romeo and Juliet, right? It's a play. And it was just so incredibly like weird and like weirdly structured sometimes that I think that it would have been better as a play, or like it didn't do well as a movie. But it was not the storytelling that was lacking. It was not the acting that was lacking or any of that stuff. It was, I just think, the way he told the story. And most specifically, I think it was the second timeline, the one that was fantastical. So they don't speak in this. Like, that's the one you've seen with the arrows and like horse riding and all of that that you've seen is all in that fantastical timeline. And in that one, they don't speak. It's just through the eyes. It's very like slow-mo, like, to the max. And I think that really bogged the story down. But I think it was, I think it added to the film also. But I just think in this format of a film, of a feature film, it really kind of slowed the movie down and made it a little strange and awkward.
Yeah.
So to like come back to like the main timeline of, you know, Saima Kher and Harshvardhan, you know, these star-crossed lovers and their story, I thought it was really well done. I thought I actually liked it better than even like Ram Leela, which is also Romeo and Juliet. You know, I like the story more. I like the characters more. I really felt for Adil and Suchi. And actually like want, like I almost like got emotional watching them. But yeah. I think that's where I stood with it. I think it was a great story told well, but it was just the format that kind of brought it down. In terms of acting, I thought Harshvardhan was really good for his first film. He had such good presence, and it was just like amazing watching him on screen. I think he's going to do amazing things with his career. Saima Kher was also great. I think it was a good debut for both of them.
Yeah.
And I wish, I just wish it was tighter. And I wish, I don't know. I just
yeah.
wish I'd seen it in a different way. Like, I just didn't like. Also, the palette was weird. The color palette
yes.
was a little off.
Yeah, so I think I completely, like, I completely agree with you in most. I think I saw it as a musical because, like, I felt like the music told the story. Versus
the music was stunning.
Yeah, it was amazing. But that's a very different audience. Even in the US, a musical, you know, a musical, it has a different audience and you sell it as such. And yeah. so I think to your point about play and it just not being the format, not working for it, I agree. I feel like I'm kind of in the same page as you for both those timelines. The first timeline of the fantastical one, I wasn't quite sure where it started. So, like, it left a little bit to the imagination, which I think was its strength, because obviously if you go through both of the start to finish, it would be really hard. But they were drawing parallels back and forth, and so it felt a little bit, it felt a little disconnected because you don't see them falling in love in the first timeline. And then the second one, I loved their chemistry. I loved their emotions. I loved that most of the conversation was done by Saima Kher's eyes. I loved all of that. I felt like it was a little abrupt when they actually ran away because yeah. I didn't see that. I mean, I saw that, but I didn't see passion, like crazy passion. I felt they were more practical. It felt like they were being more practical for some reason. I don't know. So there was a disconnect between, you know, their love and then them making the decision to run away to a point where, like, they've been walking through the desert for, you know, for days and days. So it just, that part, I felt like the story for anyone watching it, without, like, you have to leave all, you know, you have to leave all reality behind, it felt a little disconnected. And I can see that for a normal movie goer. Or even me, for to that matter. Like, I feel like if I'm going to a movie to watch, it felt like too much to add and pull together.
Yeah.
So I think that's for the downfall. It actually did really, it was a big bomb of 2016. It only made 6.25 crores, which sounds great for the opening week, but if to put it in perspective, even like
that's actually like really bad for yeah. any movie.
Yeah, so for good perspective,
be making 8 crores in your first day.
Yeah, so the for perspective, Banjo made 5.9 crores, and Great Grandmasthi made 8.5 crores. So it's that it was worse than Great Grandmasthi and almost in part Banjo. And so that's super sad. And I thought Harshvardhan was amazing. He looks so good. Like, I know he's like 12, but still, he looks so good.
He's my
his man bun. Oh, he is like, yes. He's so good.
So someone else is getting on board now. When I
was like, well, before we never saw his face, so yeah, it's not fair.
I have millions of fans and I'll be nobody.
Like, it's funny because he is definitely more Ranveer Singh-esque kind of feel. Saima Kher, I think, looks great. She did actually a good job. I think she could be the next Deepika. Like, I feel like she's got something and she's pretty confident for such a movie, for a movie that, you know, to debut with a movie that has like literally four dialogue things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's pretty ballsy. And then I kept thinking, you know, like,
with her voice that's like a little bit annoying.
Yeah, I actually liked her all the way through. Yeah, and remember Deepika had a very odd voice in the beginning.
Yeah, like, I did used to it.
Yeah, so you kind of got used to it. But anyway, so it's funny because I was thinking, you know, this movie was written, or, you know, Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra wanted to make it for Sonam Kapoor. Yeah. And he was his muse. She was his muse, and I kept thinking Sonam in her, and I was like, oh my god, Sonam would have over exaggerated so much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that in that way, I was like, if Sonam was doing this movie and she was not debuting, Sonam would be all over it, being like over dramatic and being like, you know. So I feel like that, when I was looking in that context, even like, you know, if you think back of her, Sonam's debut, or even Kareena's debut years ago in Refugee, like, I felt like they all overacted. So I feel like she actually did pretty well for her debut.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Yeah.
Really liked it. I would give it a 3 on 5.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll give it a 3 on 5.
Yeah. Awesome.
I want to give it more because I feel like there was so much good in it. It just failed.
Yeah, from a movie, I think it was too much to, like, you have to be like, wait, what? And especially when you're watching it on a big screen, it looks so beautiful. And the cool part about it was all shot in India. So where in India did they go make this beautiful, amazing, you know, scenery and cinematography? So I think it was great. And when you're watching it in a big screen, you're so enamored and you lose all the tiny details and you can't even go rewind and watch it. So you're like, what happened? So I felt like it was too intelligent or something. Because it's too much. At least for me, I felt like. But so not a theater. I mean, you would, if you have the time, go and watch in the theater because it's just stunning. But it's a good DVD, especially because you can either put the subtitles on or like see closed captioning or rewind it.
Anyway, we still love you, Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra.
We do.
We felt
like that about Delhi 6 too. It suddenly got so dark. It was such a cool movie. And Delhi then suddenly 6. Like, what the hell just happened?
I had the other experience with Delhi 6. I got to the end and I was like, everything is coming together, but for like a good 1 hour in the movie, I'm like, what? Why are you telling me all of these things? And it was just too like, I felt like the conclusion wasn't long enough. Yes. It just happened and then it was the end, and I was like, yeah, anyway, okay, so that is our review of Mirzia. I was not disappointed in it. That's one good thing, is I was not disappointed. The next one we have is MS Dhoni, which is actually doing really well and taking all of Mirzia's business.
For context, it did it's at 100 crore, so it crossed the 100 crore mark, which for a Sushant Singh Rajput film, goodness, he's a 100 crore actor.
I know. He should go like fall at Dhoni's feet.
Yes.
It released on September 30th. It's directed by Neeraj Pandey, who also did Neerja. And it has Sushant Singh Rajput, Disha Patani, Anupam Kher, and Bhumika Chawla. What did you think?
So, full caveat. So I'm a big cricket fan, which probably this is why this is doing so well, because all of India is. So and I'm not saying all cricket movies do well because Azhar sucked. But that said, I think the movie was great. I feel like, so a couple of things about it. One, I think Sushant Singh Rajput hit it out of the park. Like, there were so many times I had to keep Googling on my phone and trying to look at Dhoni's face because I kept thinking that it is Dhoni. And I was like, wait, what? Like, because of the way he was... because I feel like, have I forgotten Dhoni's face? Like, how is this possible? So, yeah. There was like
the same experience.
Yes.
About it.
And the subdued and the way he morphed through as he went through. He actually, too, did not have too many dialogues or anything. It was all in his face. It was all, and that's Dhoni, all out and out. So I think this movie is doing well, did well, mainly because of Sushant Singh Rajput and his complete submission to the character, which in Azhar, Imran Hashmi did not. So just to give you context. So the second, I think what worked for it is the Dhoni story is actually not that interesting. In fact, the trailer made it actually look more interesting than it was. I think what they focused on was the struggle in the sense of him not getting a call and doing everything he can to get a call. And I think that was the most interesting part, and not actually all the other things that they tried to talk to you in the trailer. Like, even him being a TC, not really. I mean, there was nothing, no reason for it to pull him down. It just was that he was not getting the call for what he wanted to do. So I think that was a time well spent in this movie. Though the movie is long. It is 3 hours, which it's so funny because when I was watching Mirzi, I was like, this is going to be a full thing. I need to be prepared. I need my blanket in the theater. But that was only 2 hours, 10 minutes or something. And then this one ended up being 3 hours. So I feel like it could have been edited well. And then the third thing I had, and this is an issue or a negative with this movie, was that I felt like in big moments, I didn't see the conversion. So, and I've talked about this, and I keep using, whenever there's a sports movie, I use this analogy of, you know, when Robert Downey Jr. did Sherlock Holmes, when he was fighting, and, you know, he would think through all the next moves and then do it and talk the audience through what he's thinking. And I feel like that's the miss. Like, I feel like I got Dhoni. I totally got Dhoni. But then I didn't get into Dhoni's head. And I feel like when you're doing a biopic, you kind of want to know a little bit more than what you already know. So I feel like that was the miss in this one, where I loved it, but I didn't know Dhoni. I don't know anything more about Dhoni than I did through Wikipedia. And so I felt like it should have gone a little deeper, at least in what he was thinking, why he did what he did, like when his... And I don't want to, I don't think this is a spoiler. It's not, I guess it's a spoiler alert. When his first love dies, then there's no transition. Like, what happened? Like, you know, there was a time that he was not gone for 6 months and didn't play. Like, I didn't get, so I feel like there was no turning points. It's just that he just morphed and morphed and then became the Dhoni. But I feel like there's more in it. Like, how his, you know, even when he was on the phone and talking about, talking to his the board and saying that you need to let these people go. Like, I feel like he should, there was no, it was all outward, because I knew all that through the media. They didn't give me any more information about why he was doing what he was doing or how he was thinking of leadership. So anyway, so I feel like that was a mess. But other than that, it was a great movie. And I think Sushant Singh Rajput is going to be on a high for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest for me, the biggest success of the movie was Sushant Singh Rajput's playing Dhoni. Because I haven't seen, like, there were, you know, parts where, I think it was the first few scenes in the movie where he's getting ready to go out and bat in the World Cup. And he is changing into his clothes and the back is towards the camera. And I'm like, is this real footage? Because I was like, this is Dhoni.
Yes.
Like, is this real footage?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just so unbelievably Dhoni. Like, he had his mannerisms, his everything, the way he talked, everything down pat. And it was just incredible to watch. And I think you're right. They didn't go way into his psyche, I guess is the word. It was kind of like following, like a camera following around.
Yes, it felt documentary. Yeah.
I didn't actually put that into like words before you said this, but I'd felt that, and I was like, there's something weird about this, especially when the first love of his life dies, and there's no transition into the second one. It's just like he's living, and then the second one comes, and then he has some flashbacks, and then
that's yeah, like I would imagine, like I won't, I didn't get his emotions that much. Like,
yeah.
And I don't think that's an issue with Sushant Singh Rajput. I think it's the issue with the script and the director not wanting to go into the psyche.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think the main story for me was, as someone who also has like a artistic, like a passion on the side.
Yeah.
Is trying to find a way to balance everything. And I think one of the strengths of the movie, and something that I think a lot of Indians will be able to relate to, is him finally going up to Anupam Kher, his father, and saying, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm quitting the job.
And let me try it for 1 year. Let me try.
Let me just give it a shot. And I think it was all leading up to this point, but he's struggling because he doesn't want to let his family down. And it's something that, you know, a lot of Indians feel it. So I think it came, like the movie tried to make the argument or show that basically he's one of you guys. Like, basically he had the same struggle that everyone has, especially growing up in India. I thought the acting was the best part of the movie. I think Anupam Kher was also
so good.
I can't get over how good he is. Like people, like with Amitabh Bachchan, right, in Pink, I was like, he's always Amitabh Bachchan. I don't feel like that about Anupam Kher. I feel like he's so good in every character. And he does comedy and he does drama so well. Two opposite ends of, you know, the spectrum. I think the acting was the best part of the movie.
Yes.
But overall, I liked it. I agree with you that it could have been tighter and better in some ways. But I thought it was a good watch for me. So I think I'm going to give it like a 4 on 5.
Yeah, I would give it a 3.5. Only because I think it was better than Mirzia in that way. But I don't think it was like an outstanding movie in any form. But it's definitely worth this watch. I do want to give a shout out to actually two people. One, Bhumika Chawla, which I think she did as his sister, did a great job, because that was the most consequential relationship other than Anupam Kher for Sushant Singh, because the girls were in and out. And then in Mirzia, that Aditi, you know, was so good. She's so pretty. How have I not seen her before?
I think that's the first film. She was so good.
She was so good. And I thought that she was very understated, very beautiful. Her name was, sorry, not Aditi. Her name is Anjali Patel. And I thought she did well as well. Just great actors coming out in both these movies.
Yes. Great. Okay, I think so that brings us to the end of our episode.
Yes, and I know, lots to talk about, but we will see you in the next couple of weeks, and it might be in time for Ae Dil Hai Mushkil and Shabai.
So excited for both of those. Hey, that was good. I liked both our movies this time, so hopefully that carries on to the next one as well.
All right, talk to you
later. No more banjos. Bye.
Bye. Big song.
Feelings, blah, 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 blah.